That has been the outcome for most of those who have sat down in the driver's seat of the Distractology 101 simulator. Two driver's seats, each with three television screens and a steering wheel, are encased in the hard-to-miss 36-foot-long neon yellow trailer parked in the Lee High School parking lot. Robert Bliss has traveled to Connecticut, Rhode Island, and all over Massachusetts teaching young drivers about the consequences of distracted driving.
A new generation coming up that is very connected, not to say that our older generation isn't, but is very connected, very technology savvy, more so than we've seen in past generations. So, and we're trying to catch them young before they can get themselves into trouble.
Arbella Insurance Foundation partnered with the University of Massachusetts at Amherst to develop the program, which more than 5,000 drivers have completed in about 4 years. Arbella partners with local insurance companies like Tool Insurance Agency in Lee to bring the mobile classroom to schools. The course includes voice instructions and tips after participants complete levels, safely or not. In between levels, the arcade-like screens are taken over by startling facts, pointing out how deadly distracted driving can be.
So if you're texting, snacking, or yakking as you're driving down the road, don't. You could wind up in more than a little sender bender.
More than 3,000 people are killed and an estimated 416,000 are injured each year in crashes involving a distracted driver, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Even with those figures, the administration estimates more than 800,000 drivers are using a handheld cell phone at any given moment. While the program targets drivers with less than 3 years of experience, Bliss says taking your eyes off the road can be tragic for anyone.
If you have 3 seconds to stop for the guy in front of you, and you're texting for 2.3 seconds, how many seconds do you have left? Yeah, 0.7. Plus your reaction time, which is about 0.3 seconds. So you're at 0.4 seconds. So by the time you look up from the phone to the road, that car is already right there. So you're going to crash, and there's not much you can do about it. So what you have to do is you have to put the phone down because you never know when this stuff is going to happen, right? The decision to crash here wasn't necessarily made when you look from the phone to the screen. The decision to crash was made when you picked up the phone in the first place. You just didn't know.
Lee Junior Sam Farina has her permit. Here's what happened when she got behind the wheel of the simulator and tried to read a text message from her friend Alyssa.
Hey, Sam. Uh-oh, hold on. What's up? How's driving? Oh, no!
Hey, Sam.
What's up?
Here's what Farina had to say after.
Sometimes you just want to, like, go send a quick message, but that quick second can cause someone's life or your life.
States have cracked down on drivers using cell phones, with some in the Northeast passing the strictest laws on the books. New York and Connecticut have banned handheld use for all drivers, while Massachusetts and Vermont have banned drivers under 18 from using their cell phones altogether. All four states have banned texting regardless of age. State Representative Smitty Pignatelli of the 4th Berkshire District took a spin on the simulator and says he crashed within 30 seconds.
You can have some of the toughest laws on the books, which I think Massachusetts has some very strict laws, especially with juvenile drivers. But it comes down to enforcement. I mean, you actually have to, the police officer is actually going to have to catch you in the act.
If students complete additional online training, they have the opportunity to receive an insurance rate reduction, depending on their carrier. Here's what happened when I got behind the wheel.
Text your producer and ask him what kind of insurance package you have at work.
Alrighty.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.